I wish you a wonderful good morning. Nice to have you again with us. And let us start this wonderful snowy day with a prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this wonderful day. We thank you for your presence. We thank you that we have the same reason to stand up every day, no matter how the weather is. You are here, and you have a calling for us. You have a meaning in life for us. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you teach us this morning again. Amen. Sometimes, especially when evil things happen in our life, or when we get guilty, sometimes when we make many mistakes, sometimes when people tell us they are not too convinced of our abilities, sometimes hopelessness puts us into a chair where we cannot stand up again somehow. And we feel without meaning, we feel without hope, we feel without strength, and we realize we do not live with the same passion as we maybe used to live. And today we want to look into a life of a guy that is rarely talked about, but is so precious to look into his life, what is possible when God's hope gets a grab of your heart. And when somebody really understands and sees clearly what his calling is all about. And you can open your Bible, your New Testament, in the little book of Philemon. I don't know really how to pronounce it, so I say it in the German way. It's Philemon. I know in English it's Philemon or something like that, but for me that's so strange. I hope you are fine with me saying Philemon. Yes, Philemon is a very little book, and maybe you do not find it in the first second. It comes in my Bible, in the NIV, just before Hebrews. And the little book Philemon is just one chapter, and it's a little short letter that Paul wrote to a guy named Philemon. But the letter is not really about Philemon, it's more about another guy, it's Onesimus. And I want to talk about Onesimus today, because Onesimus was a guy that had a really, really difficult past. We read that Onesimus used to be a slave, and he ran away from his master called Philemon. And now, how God led it, that slave that ran away and Paul, they meet. We do not really know the place, maybe in Rome, maybe in Ephesus, but Paul is a prisoner. He's sitting in jail, sitting in prison, and somehow he got connected to that guy Onesimus, and he was born again, that Onesimus, being changed. And it's so interesting how what is possible and what God does in a life that suddenly gets filled with hope. Because I imagine that this guy Onesimus, he was not that guy with a great calling in life, because he was born as a slave. And a slave in those times, he had not only that he could not do anything, he was nothing. He was nothing. History shows that you had every right to just mistreat or kill a slave as you just liked. There are stories where masters they killed slaves because they just felt like doing it. No police was there to say, "Oh, what are you doing? You get sentenced," because a slave was worth nothing. It was like an animal, it was like a machine that you could treat as you liked. And if you have no use for him or it anymore, you just throw it away. And in those times, it was the same with a slave. And even many Christians through the centuries, it was so strong in their mind that a slave was worth nothing, that even many Christians, they struggled with the slave being a real human. For us today, it's maybe something very strange to consider a slave not a human being. But in those days, it was so clear that the slave had no chance in life or no worth in his life. And you could treat him as you felt like, as you liked. So if he did a bad work, if he did a mistake, you could beat him, you could even kill him for that, for a little mistake. And of course, Onesimus knew that. So society and people, they're his masters, maybe he had different masters in his life already, they treated him as a slave. So his identity became a slave identity, I imagine. We do not read much about Onesimus. Not a word Onesimus is talking by himself in that letter. But we realize that in those days a slave had really no rights. So he had an identity probably of a slave. And he thought about himself, I'm worth nothing. But now we read some verses in the New Testament how Paul is talking about Onesimus and how Onesimus was facing his maybe greatest challenge in his life in a boldness and with confidence and with hope that tells us much about his identity that changed 180 degrees. So we read in Philemon, I start from verse 10 where it says, Paul, now sitting in prison, writing a letter back to his old master, to the old master of Onesimus, called Philemon, and now he's asking Philemon, I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains for the gospel. But he's sending him back. So the first challenge Onesimus had in his life was his identity, was his belief that I believe the word of God, that I am worth so much. I am so valuable because the blood of Christ tells me so. And so if you feel right now that you have challenges that take away, that kind of steal your hope, it is oftentimes because we allowed that the lies steal our value. And the value is determined by nothing else. Not by your feelings, not by your nice or evil people around you, not by your circumstances, not by your boss, not by the amount of money you earn, not by the degree you achieved in university. Your value is determined just by one thing, and this is the blood of Jesus Christ. So that Christ was not only able but willing to lay down his life, and even more, it was not a sudden thought of Christ when he lived, oh, let's die for that people. No, your value was determined from the beginning of the world. The beginning of the book of Ephesians tells us that in the beginning, before time was the beginning, God determined in his heart, I want to send my son because those people, they are so precious to me. And so precious is it to start every day by reminding yourself. You do not have to remind God and ask God that you might be valuable. No, you have to remind and teach yourself that you are valuable and so lovable in God's eyes. And why not starting every day thanking God for his love? And his love is not because you did something right or wrong, but because God chose to love you. The second thing is the awareness of guilt. In those days, you had the punishment for a slave that ran away was death. So you could crucify him, you could beat him to death, you can throw him down a mountain or do anything to a slave that ran away. So a slave that ran away really had his life. And he knew, I will be punished. And now that Onesimus, who was a slave, and I imagine he used to be sitting under the teaching also of Paul. Because Paul was closely connected to that Philemon. And I imagine that the church in Philemon's house, they talked about Paul's doctrine, about his teaching. Maybe they even received another letter that taught them. And so I imagine that Onesimus, he already heard about Jesus, but somehow he could not receive it in his heart, because his past, because his identity of a slave, they did not allow him to receive that good news, that news that talked about his value, that talked about forgiveness. And now somehow, maybe, Onesimus was also being caught and put into prison, in the same prison as Paul did. And somehow, miraculously, they met, and Paul was sharing with him the hope of forgiveness. And suddenly the Holy Spirit opened the eyes of Onesimus. And suddenly he realized, yes, what I formerly heard of, what I could not believe, now a guy that is in the same situation as I am, now he's confirming that his whole life changed because of forgiveness. Because Paul once realized or heard the voice of Jesus, I forgive you, I chose you. And even though you did many, many mistakes, even though you even killed the body of Christ, the many Christians that Paul killed, when Paul was in a place of hopelessness, he realized God never gave his hope up, and never God gave up on Paul. And Paul was sharing that with Onesimus, and Onesimus was finally at the point where he lost all his hope, where he realized, I never had something in life, I never could do something in life, I never was anybody in life. But now, when I am in the lowest place of my life, I meet somebody who was at the same place and shares now that truth that the Holy Spirit confirms, and now it gets reality. And so precious is it if I lose my awareness of guilt, my awareness that I will always do mistakes and it will always go on like that. No, the gospel brings a radical change, because I realize God forgave me before time began. God forgave me not because I deserved it, not because I did something right, not because I am somebody, or not because I feel a certain way, because Jesus Christ died on the cross. And this is so precious. If we do not think that the death of Jesus Christ was just an instance in the past, no, it's something that accounts for your life, that is truth, and it's the only thing that changes your life. And we see in Onesimus' life a radical conversion, because we see afterwards that he was willing to go back to his old master. And he knew that the right punishment in those days is death for me. And he was living with that punishment in his heart, in his awareness, in his identity, his past years, I imagine. But there came a time when he realized, no, the most important questions in life have been dealt with, have been answered. And I believe one of the greatest reasons why we could have hope is because not my circumstances changed or will change automatically when I go with Jesus. No, it's the knowing that all the big questions in my life have been answered. I know who I am. I know I have a big value because it has been proved by Jesus' blood. I know I have forgiveness, and God loves me. God receives me. And I also know a third thing. The name of Onesimus means useful. And we just read that Onesimus used to be very useless for his master. So maybe Onesimus was a guy and he had maybe no gift in life. Maybe he could not do something. We call it in German, I don't know in English, but we call it people who do many mistakes. They have like two left hands. So everything they touch, they break, they let it fall down. So they do many mistakes. And maybe Onesimus was a guy like that. He was not good, looking good. He was not talking in a nice way where we feel nice. So maybe you could do nothing but exist, but breathe. But still God never gave up on Onesimus. And Paul is talking in so precious and appreciating words, asking and begging Philemon to have him back. Because the love of the Father was poured out in Paul's heart so much that he loved Onesimus, calling him his own son, so much, although he was useless. Now, in God's kingdom, everybody is so useful and valuable and ready for service. And the last thing, aspect of hope is not only that it reminds you of your value, not only that it reminds you of forgiveness, it reminds me, you and me, that we are very useful and that God can use you. Tradition says that Onesimus later on became even the bishop of a district around Ephesus. So God had such a big calling for Onesimus. From the beginning of the world, he placed him as a leader of many churches, of many, many Christians, because he was so gifted in God's eyes. But in the sight of the world, all his life, he was told, you're nothing worth. There's a sentence of death on your life. And also, you're very useless. Go away. Nobody can use you. And suddenly, when he opened his heart for his calling, everything changed in his life. And he was even so bold and full of hope that he went back to his old master, not knowing what would come. And I pray, let us pray for that same boldness and hope in our hearts, because we know all the important questions in life have been answered. And do we know them? Do I know I am valuable? Do I know that I am forgiven? And do I know I am very, very useful for the hands of God? I thank you, Holy Spirit, for this wonderful day, for this wonderful message that you bring us through that little and short letter. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you want to answer for every and each heart the answers that that we long so much for to be answered, that I know I'm valuable because you shed your blood, that I know I have been forgiven because you died and paid for my guilt, and that also know I'm very, very useful in your hands, Holy Spirit. I pray, Holy Spirit, that we run through this day with the hope and the boldness, showing that we really understood what your gospel is all about. Amen.
Amen.